That's why I think it would have been a really good debate, and it would have drawn a lot of heat, definitely. But these people still have their YouTube accounts and bank accounts and all that stuff. You can't have debates with us then. It's like touching the third rail.
It's a weak face-saving tactic there, and quite insulting because how long have they been around?
Yeah, 4
Maybe
years.
compare and
Almost exactly.
contrast. Yeah,
Yeah.
who's serious?
I know. And the thing is, we've been through it all, literally. We have had all these accounts. We had Twitter accounts. We had Facebook accounts. We had YouTube accounts. We had bank accounts. And we have none of that. And then people are saying, well, is that a good tactic then when they keep taking away all your accounts? Like that's the people's excuse for not getting involved with something like our movement, is that it's been a silly tactic when we get so harshly punished. But I mean, you, Mark, you know something about losing bank accounts. Do you consider yourself being like a loser or someone that's doing it wrong, or why are you losing bank accounts?
Do I consider myself as a loser? I think the reason we're losing bank accounts isn't because we're losing. It's because we're ruffling the right feathers, because we're doing the right things. At this point, if we weren't losing bank accounts, I would start to ask, am I doing the right thing? Am I standing up for over the right issues? Because bank account closures are very, very common here in the UK, and I've lost five. I've also lost my PayPal account. I've also had my, Coinbase account closed. I've had all of these issues, and it's obviously because of what I stand for, the stand that I am making. And I'm not the only person who's lost bank accounts. Laura Towler, the lady who runs Patriotic Alternative with me, she has also had bank accounts closed. She faces this as well. We both stand together on this issue, and we take this as a badge of honor. We take this as, well, we're standing up for what we believe in. We're fighting for the survival of our race. And if we're going to allow our policies and our standpoints to be dictated to us by these globalists, because if we don't do what we're told, we have our bank accounts closed, well, we might as well just pack up what we're doing today. If we turn around and say, well, we're giving up simply because, our enemies are saying, well, we'll take your bank account away if you don't. Well, at that point, there's no point in doing anything anymore, is there? Because you're having your entire manifesto dictated to you by people who hate you, and you're such a cog that you're going to give up at literally the first sign of trouble.